is a trick. He wants to talk about the trick in this wind to tell you that you shouldn't listen to every sound, whatever comes from every mouth. It depends who is talking. That's the quality that I want to talk about, not the wind, not the fellow who is talking, not the use of the talking. Yes?
Throat and teeth are in no danger from it, but when God commands, it attacks the teeth. A mere atom of wind becomes a mountain, and heavy and toothache keeps him miserable and ill.
And the human being? Yes, he could sit down and talk and blah, 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 all of that, but a little bit pain in the tooth. Suddenly, he's down to earth and he's crying and he's begging for something to stop this pain. This is the difference. There is a quality in human expression, and there is something in this animal who make these noises. These are not the same, yes.
This is the same wind that used to pass by harmlessly. It was the life of the crops, and it became the death of the crops. The hand of the person who kissed your hand, in a moment of anger, that hand becomes a mace.
Some hand actually made you handy to kiss the hand of the other fellow, to be in the society. That's a trick. Here, I'm talking about the opposite of that, the quality that you could have to understand that. That is a silly game not to play it. Yes?
He who has the toothache cries from his soul, oh Lord, take away this wind. Oh, you whose aid is sought by all. Oh, mouth, you were heedless of this wind. Now go and betake yourself, asking pardon of God with utter abasement. His hard eye sheds tears like rain. Pain causes the unbelievers to call to God.
Let's talk about the reaction of the people. The people with a little pain, suddenly they pray to the God. Suddenly they become the believer. And this is a game, logical game. Forget all of these games. Yes.
Since you have not received the breath of holy people from a holy person, listen, receive the divine inspiration from pain.
The solution for you is to listen to the advice of the people, but you don't. So, your solution is pain. Because when you're in pain, then you return back and you pray and you become the good guy. Yeah.
The wind says, I am a messenger from the king of humankind. Now I bring good news, now calamitous and bad.
This wind is a messenger, so he will bring in good messages and the bad messages. It depends. Yes?
For I am subject to command. I am not in command of myself. when I am forgetful? When am I forgetful like you of my king?
Well, that's it. This wind doesn't decide by himself. He doesn't have any decision. He does what he is supposed to do. Look around you. This existence is doing what it is supposed to do. Period. Do they cheat? No. Do they lie? No. Who is cheating and lying? You. Cheating is for the animal. This universe is not a cheater. That's what we are talking about. I'm talking about the pure wind, which is holy wind, which is doing what it is supposed to. Yes.
If your state resembled that of Solomon, I should have carried you as I carried Solomon.
Maybe this wind is a wind. What does it do? It depends who you are. If you are the Solomon, this wind will carry your luggages. Yeah. It depends who you are. This is the trick. The wind is wind. Who you are, yes.
I am only lent to you. I should have become a possession in your hand. I should have made you acquainted with my mystery. But since you are rebellious, I am only taken on loan to serve you for 3 or 4 days. Therefore, I will lay you low like Ad, and dash away in revolt from your army, in order that your faith in the unseen may become firm at the moment when your faith is a source of woe.
Are you listening? Who is listening? I believe nobody. Yeah. I remember I was a young guy for the first time when we arrived here. He is talking about the wind and the Solomon and the desert and the horse of this king and wind and wind. To say what? You read half of this paragraph. 3 pages. What was that about? Oh, you don't know. You don't get it. For the next time, please, repeatedly, read this long paragraph. Because in this long paragraph, actually, he is trying to explain the second step of enlightenment. The first one, we remember, it was simple because you don't know it and you're just being paid for it. You will be lucky and you will have a good life, but you will die and that's it. The second one, depends. Depends how you act, how you react, and who you are. Everything else depends on you. The meaning of everything is different because everything is different. In that case, we are not talking about the human animal part. We are talking about the soul of the human being, the enlightened one, who understands. That's the suggestion. Let me read this part even in Persian to make it more difficult to understand. کوچکین رنجور بود و آن وسط بر جنازه آن بزرگ آمد فقط. شاه دیدش گفت قاصد کین کی است که از آن بهرش و این هم ماهی است. پس معرف گفت پور آن پدر، این برادر زن برادر خوردتر. شه نوازیدش که هستی یادگار، کرد او را هم بدین پرسش شکار. از نواز شاه آن زار حنید، در تن خود غیر جان جانی بدید. در دل خود دید عالی قلقله، که نیابد صوفیان در صد چله. عرصه و دیوار و کوه و سنگ یافت، پیش او چون نار خندان می شکافت. ذره ذره پیش او همچون قباب، دم به دم می کرد صد گون فتح باب. باب گه روزن شدی گاهی شعا، خاک گه گندم شدی و گاه سا. در نظرها چرخ بس کهنه و قدید، پیش چشمش هر دمی خلق جدید. روح زیبا چون که وارست از جسد، از قضا بیشک چون این چشمش رسد. صد هزاران غیب پیشش شد پدید، آنچه چشم محرمان بیند بدید. آنچه او اندر کتب برخوانده بود، چشم را در صورت آن برگشود. از غبار مرگ آن از غبار مرکب آن شاه نر، یافت او کهل عزیزی در بصر. بر چنین گلزار دامن می کشید، جز جز وش نعرزن حل من مزید. گلشنی که از بغل روید یک دم است، گلشنی که از عقل روید خرم است. گلشنی که از گل دمد گردد تباه، گلشنی که از دل دمد وافر. علمهای بامزه دانسته من، زن گلستان یک دو سه گلدسته دان. زن زبون این دو سه گلدسته ایم، که در گلزار بر خود بسته ایم. آنچنان مفتاها هر دم به نان، می فتد ای جان دریغا از بنان. وردمی هم فارغ آرندد زنان، گرد چادر گردی و عشق زنان. باز استسقاط چون شد موج زن، ملک شهری بایدت پرنان و زن. مار بودی اژدها گشتی مگر، یک سرت بود این زمانی هفت سر. اژدهای هفت سر دوزخ بود، حرص تو دانست و دوزخ فخ بود. دام را بدران بسوزان دانه را، باز کن درهای نوین خانه را. چون تو عاشق نیستی ای نرگدا، همچو کوهی بی خبر داری صدا. کوه را گفتار کی باشد ز خود، عکس غیر است آن صدا ای معتمد. گفت تو زانسان که عکس دیگری است، جمله احوالت به جز هم عکس نیست. خشم و ذوقت هر دو عکس دیگران، شادی قواده و خشم اوان. آن اوان را آن ضعیف آخر چه کرد، که دهد او را به کین زجر و درد. تا به کی عکس خیال لامعه، جهد کن تا گرددد این واقعه. تا که گفتارت زهال تو بود، سیر تو با پر و بال تو بود. سید گیرد تیر هم با پر غیر، لاجرم بی بهره است از لحم تیر. باز سی دارد به خود از کوهسار، لاجرم شاهشت خوراند کم کسار. منطقی که از وحی نبود از هواست، همچو خاکی در هوا و در هواست. گر نماید خواجه را این دم غلط، زول و نجم برخان چند خط. تا که ما ینطق محمد ان هوا، این هو الا به وحی احترا. احمدا چون نیست از وحی یأس، جسمیان را ده تحری و قیاس. که شذر بطاس مرضوري حلال.